Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
There they are. That is a daffodil, I promise. That is actual live footage of a, well, it's not live, it's tape delayed from yesterday. An actual daffodil at my house. Yeah. And so it's got the little daffodil leaves. Now, later it's going to look like those daffodils right above Claudia there. But that's later. Right now, it's just got its little leaves, and there's one little, you can see like a bud that is getting ready soon to bloom and turn into one of those yellow flowers. So there are other more interesting daffodils, more impressive daffodils elsewhere in my yard and right up here in these pots right up here. But this is the one I want to talk about because this one, you can see right behind it, there's a wall, and that wall is brand new, and the concrete underneath that wall is brand new, which means that this daffodil has been through it, right? So there's been digging, there's been equipment, there have been people walking and pounding and hammering and all kinds of stuff right next to this daffodil, all during the time when it was dormant down under the ground, right? And now, this year, it's getting kind of a late start, but it's like, you know what? I'm going to bloom anyway. And so it's pushing up through all of that rocky, concrete, grit-filled soil, and it's going to have a little daffodil blossom, and it's not going to be as big or grand as the other daffodil blossoms elsewhere in the yard, but this is probably going to be my favorite one. Okay, we've got a lot of flowers here today, and not just that one on the screen, right? So we've got a lot of flowers here today because flowers are one of the reminders of the resurrection. One of the reminders of this amazing story that Marcy is going to read for us in just a second. Now, even better than reminder, if you are learning about metaphors, this is a metaphor. If you are not yet learning and the word metaphor is just like, I have no idea what that means, that's fine. It's a reminder. But y'all, it's a metaphor, those of you English majors out there. And that's part of why we celebrate the resurrection, part of why we celebrate Easter in the spring. But the resurrection is bigger than just spring. It's not just about that. So it's important to know what direction that reminder goes, right? Okay, so today's story, I have to set this up for you in case you don't know what just happened in the story. Today's story is the most important story we read all year in church. And so here's what just happened. We know Jesus, right? Actually, McKenna, can you take me to the next slide here? We'll show Jesus here. There he is. Stick in the landing. We know that Jesus is the Son of God, right? You with me so far? Okay, good. And he taught us how to be faithful from way, way down deep, in the deepest part of ourselves, how to be faithful to God. And he told us that our faithfulness has to be visible to our neighbors. Our faithfulness to God shows in the way that we treat other people. So Jesus is the Son of God, and he came to teach us and to show us the way and to heal us and to really bring us back to being more faithful to God. And there were religious and political power structures, people who thought they were in charge of the world, who were really threatened by the things that Jesus had to say, and they decided to get rid of him finally, once and for all. And so on Friday, the Roman military put Jesus to death. They executed him on a cross. And then, because they were worried about the disciples coming and stealing Jesus' body, they sealed up Jesus' tomb and they posted a guard. Those are the guards over there on the right. Who are looking a little bit bothered by what's about to happen. So listen for the guards being very bothered by what's about to happen. But that all happened on Friday, that Jesus was killed and buried and sealed inside a tomb. But now it's Sunday. Are you ready for Sunday? Good. Right answer.
Let us pray. O God, whose voice calls us in the thunder, in the earthquake, and in the fire, speak to us now in words of Scripture. Still all voices within us that are not your own. By the power of Holy Spirit, open our hearts, our minds, and our souls to hear what you would have us hear today, and to become the people you would have us to be. Amen. Our reading is from Matthew 28, 1 through 10. It's on page 41 in the New Testament in your pew Bible. Please follow along as I read. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So Dustin arrived at the church holding his mom's hand for his grandpa's funeral. And his mom was worried because when somebody is four, it's hard to tell how they're going to react to their very first funeral. So Dustin's parents had prepped him for what he should expect, what he should see, and they expected that Dustin might be frightened. After all, Grandpa was lying there peacefully in that open casket, but there is something uncanny, isn't there, about someone lying, albeit peacefully, in that open casket. So you may share Dustin's parents' worry, no matter how familiar you may be with death. And so Dustin's mom swallowed hard and squeezed his hand and walked up toward that casket. And suddenly Dustin stopped and looked up at his mom with these big, wide eyes and said, "Wait, is this heaven?" Now that makes sense when you think about it, doesn't it? That's where we said that Grandpa went, and then there Grandpa is. And there's Dustin, curious, taking it all in, trying to understand what this experience is like, and so, well, this must be heaven. The women at the tomb, early in that morning on Easter Day, they weren't expecting to find heaven. They weren't expecting to find heaven anymore, anyway. Jesus had talked about heaven. He'd talked about the kingdom of heaven coming on earth. He had talked about God's justice finally being done, about God's life finally taking over this human world. But there was no heaven here. The kingdom of the world had its way, had put Jesus to death on Friday, and the women had just been able to watch from a distance, and there was nothing that anyone could do. And then on Sunday morning, after that
day of Sabbath, they came to visit Jesus' tomb. That's all they were there for, was to visit a tomb. The first of what they assumed would be very many visits to go and be faithful to Jesus in whatever way they still could under these circumstances that made it impossible to be faithful to Jesus. And this human empire, it had not only killed Jesus, but it had sealed up the tomb. It had posted a guard. It was protecting Jesus' very death with yet more violence. Because even the powers of death always live in fear. But then there was that earthquake. There was that earthquake, and the angel bolted down from heaven and rolled away the stone and plopped right down on it. I picture the angel swinging its little legs like it's just gotten away with something. And those guards, they collapse like they are the dead ones. The powers of death fall down as if dead right there on the ground. Now, there was an earthquake when Jesus died as well. In the Bible, an earthquake often means that something is about to be revealed, something about how the world is. And this morning, something is revealed about how the world becomes through this resurrection. So on Friday, the earthquake revealed that God was suffering deeply with this world God loves so dearly. And today, the earthquake reveals that even death itself cannot hold back life. That even death itself cannot hold back life. Now, the resurrection doesn't pretend that death isn't real. The resurrection does not pretend that death does not hold a great deal of power. The resurrection knows about swords and guns. The resurrection knows about war, imperialism, about mobs and arrest and execution. The resurrection knows about cancer and viruses and poverty and hoarded wealth. The resurrection knows about transphobia and every prejudice that is leveraged for the benefit of the powerful. The resurrection knows all of that and more. The resurrection knows about all the powers of death and many other powers that we know all too well. And the resurrection knows that those powers do not have the final word. The resurrection knows, above everything, that the powers of death do not have the final word. And so the resurrection doesn't have to hide from death. The resurrection doesn't have to avoid death somehow, because the resurrection knows that the powers of life are far greater than any power death can wield. The resurrection knows about life beyond death, about life in the face of death. The resurrection knows about seeds and bulbs, knows about rest, knows about prayers for ourselves and for each other. The resurrection knows about potluck dinners and music and laughter and curiosity. Jesus' death and resurrection reveal that the power of life is greater than any power of death, that not even death itself can contain these powers of life. And that is today's joy. Overwhelmed with this joy, not because they don't know the fear of death, but because they know that life is victorious, that life is victorious in the face of death. They have met with the awe of this angel, and joy has shined through everything. And then in that joy, they are sent on a mission. They're sent to go share the joy of the resurrection with the other disciples. And as they go, they find the risen Christ along the way. That's how it will always be. It's always along the way that the risen Christ finally meets us and shows us that this is not the end of a story. The resurrection is not the end of a story. It is the beginning of every story. Well, Dustin's mom had to go along the way as well very soon. Funerals begin mostly on time, most of the time. And so they had to pause and break off that tearful conversation about how, no, this is not, in fact, heaven. And they followed the casket down the aisle, and they took their seats, and they grimly listened to the pastor introduce the service. And sometimes that fear feels just like an empty pit in your stomach. And then suddenly Dustin turned and looked back up at Mom and whispered, "Will Grandpa still fall asleep during the sermon even though he's in there?" And his mom looked down at that tiny little smile. And then she started to giggle. And every time she got that giggle back under the control, the preacher would say something else that would set her and Dustin off all over again. And that poor preacher had such a carefully crafted funeral sermon about hope and grief and comfort, and it was all very solemn. And those words were almost drowned out by the laughter coming from the front row of the sanctuary. And those giggles spread through the pews with the funeral home tissues all carefully set at the ends. And people whispered stories to each other and memories and jokes and joy and celebration and the tears of sorrow and the tears of delight, they mixed together on those cheeks. And maybe it's too tacky to say that that really did turn out to be heaven after all, but it is certainly true that the joy of the resurrection shined right there on earth as it does wherever above happens to be. And that is the power. That is the power of the resurrection. That is the power of life in the midst of death. The power of joy in the midst of fear. That is the resurrection we proclaim. Beloved, Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.